station. This is KQ4 WHN.
KQ4 WHN, this is Brad, W4SBS. I apologize, but it was a very important phone call. My brother-in-law was taking off. I don't know if you've concluded the net or not.
Wrapped it up, but that doesn't mean you and I can't have a conversation.
Yeah, roger that. I'm not sure my plans this weekend. They might have just he's a ham operator. He's been a ham since 1976, and we're probably going to get together sometime.
A couple of folks that were recommended by some YouTubers, and I was able to purchase what I was looking for off of eBay. I think for two out of the three HF antennas that I've got, and I made the third one. So I don't know that I have a particular brand. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them out there, but you can find things that are really well made. My 2 meter 70 centimeter, I go to KB9 VBR, guy in Wisconsin, has a YouTube channel and also makes antennas, and he's been phenomenal for that copper J pole for me. And then on some of the others, I just kind of like try and find some positive energy on a bunch of folks, either maybe in a QRZ discussion or somewhere else. But I don't know that I'm necessarily the authority on HF antennas. I can just tell you my experience. And I've had, pretty good luck. And the fact that we both have the 7300 just means that in most cases, whatever we put out there, it's going to be able to work with it at some level.
Yeah, roger that. Another quick question. I've never put a tuner or an external tuner to that 7300. I know God does, but I've never asked what the internal tuner does. I was wondering if you would ever try to put another tuner on.
No, it's not something, that's a budget item that I have not put on the list, just because I've had so much success doing what I'm doing at the level that I'm doing it. If I turn into a worldwide contester and, maybe a proper tuner and an amplifier and getting up to 1,000 watts or 500 watts or something along those lines, might be in the future, but I'm still too new to this. It's, I'm just over a year having the ham ticket, so getting something beyond the basic set is, I don't know that it's worth the money to me yet. I'll just put it that way.
Roger that. I'm in the same boat. I'm maybe a little older or a little newer than you. I don't know, but I've only been alive so a little under 2 years. But I'm learning a lot, and I don't know. I just wanted to try dipoles and never did it. And I don't know. I'll just keep looking around. But my brother-in-law might have one. We was talking and real fast, so he said he had a bunch of stuff he wanted to get rid of. So we'll see. The really thing is, I don't know how to put it up. I don't know how they work, so I don't know. But I don't know what I don't know. Anyway, back to you, Mark.
What's his call sign? K9OG. One of the elders that has a YouTube channel. He's got more than one antenna theory video where you can go through and figure out, okay, I have an antenna that I want to run on this band. It has to be this far above ground. And he goes through all the math, and it's not higher math. It's just math. But you start looking at what a dipole really wants to do in order to do what it does well. And, you know, you're not talking about throwing it up in a tree like an infed. You're talking about getting it, 35, 40, 50 feet, depending, up in the air. And that's not inconsequential when you're trying to raise something, because I don't have anything that I own that's that high up. Now, I could put a mast on top of the house and raise something up, but that's going to take some thought, maybe some expense, and I don't know that I'm there yet either. But if you're okay with, you know, if you can get it up 25, 30 feet, it's not operating at peak effectiveness, but it will perform. It just doesn't perform to its maximum, kind of like all of our mothers looked at us and kind of sighed and went, you know, you could do so much better, and that's just the way it is.
Roger that. I follow what you're saying. Well, of course, you've been over here once or twice or three times, four times, I don't remember, but you know I've got an issue with power lines on three sides down the three sides almost. And so that's an issue too, but it's just something I'll beating around the bush about. It's like, if I want to add another antenna, what's it going to be? I do have most of the stuff. I bought a book from, let me drop a second. My heater out. I'm long-winded tonight, but I bought this book on antennas off of AWRL, and this one I'm looking at is a Slinky antenna, a giant Slinky antenna vertical. And I've got all the components except for the non-conductive mass that goes up. It's a novelty thing. I just wanted to see what it does.
Goodbye. Let me see if I can find a resource that I found pretty helpful. This is KQ4WHN. I'm gonna just take a quick look at something.
No worries. If you don't mind, if you find the link, anything I might be interested in, you got my phone number, I think. So, if you've got a link, send it to me. But I can't stay on here too much longer. I got a headache, and I'm fixing to go get something to eat, my friend.
Let me search for a little bit, as I know I've come across some really good information about it. And when I find it, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll text it to you, because I do have your phone number. So you go eat, that's important, and we'll talk later. This is KQ4WHN.
You do a great job running the net. Been very helpful to me, and great to know you. That book that I got from AWRL, it was called Salty Waltz, and the guy had like maybe 20 or 30 antenna ideas in it, so I bought it just to see what, you know, curiosity, what it worked. But it's just a project for another day, man. But anyway, I'm going to be clear with you, KQ4WHN, W4SPX.